This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
When it comes to jobs, there's quantity, but there's also quality. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. On Friday morning, we'll know what is considered the most important measure of the U.S. economy. How many jobs were added to payrolls in the month just ended? Diane Swonk, the chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago, joins us for a preview.
Well, we're looking for 220,000 jobs to be created in the month of September. That's in line with the average for the last 12 months. What's important is we're finally getting some momentum, not only to the quantity of jobs, but also the quality of jobs that we're generating out there.
What do you think we're seeing? Are the jobs getting better, in quotes?
What we are seeing is entry-level college grad jobs starting to improve. Professional services, that's everything from accountants to architects, computer tech, information technology, those jobs are picking up outside of temporary hires. Those are full-time hires. We're also seeing the financial services sector finally coming back after being hit for obvious reasons after the financial crisis. And then the last sector that's really seen a huge turnaround is government sector, almost entirely driven by teachers in the classroom. What we're losing is we're still not getting construction and manufacturing jobs. We're also starting to see, although the volume is very high on retail and leisure and hospitality, as a percent of the total, they're starting to slow. So you're really starting to see, again, that quality pick up. And we think we're at a tipping point where we're going to finally see some wage gains, much needed, much awaited, but they're starting to hire up at a higher wage as well.
Wouldn't that be nice? Diane Swonk, chief economist at Mesirow Financial, thank you.
Thank you.
Despite low crude oil prices, the government of Mexico has just successfully auctioned off three parts of the Gulf for drilling. Marketplace's Nova Safo has some context.
Mexico needs oil.
Energy, oil specifically, underpins the public finances of Mexico.
That's Tim Samples, Mexican energy analyst at the University of Georgia. Mexico's oil revenues have declined thanks to falling production and worldwide low prices. This summer, Mexico started a turnaround plan. It held an auction of 14 oil contracts, a first-ever open door to foreign companies. Just two contracts sold. Because, says James West of Evercore, Mexico had a timing problem.
You have oil companies around the world that are all struggling with their cash flow.
And being picky about new investments. Yesterday, Mexico tried again with lower royalty requirements and better drilling areas. It sold three of five contracts. An important victory, says Tim Samples.
It shows that the Mexican regulators have the ability to react, read the market, and respond.
Sample says Mexico still needs to make a lot more deals, but it's now off to a good start. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
California, Nevada, and Colorado lead the country in raising lamb for eating and sheep for wearing. Modern sheep herders are more likely than not immigrant guest workers who aren't subject to the federal minimum wage. A lawsuit by an immigrants' rights group called the Hispanic Affairs Project is pushing for change. Rocky Mountain Public Broadcasting reporter Anna Boyko-Wyrock reports.
Hundreds of sheep crowd a mountain road in northwest Colorado. Lost lambs are searching for mom.
Mama, ¿dónde estás, mama?
Ignacio Alvarado came here from Chile in the 90s to be a sheep herder. Now, he does outreach to the herders for local community groups. Herders are required to be on call 24/7 to protect the flocks and keep them moving to new food and water. Alvarado points to a man on horseback in the distance. another sheep herder from South America.
They work a lot of hours in the cold, wind, snow, whatever the weather. They are always there with the sheep. It's a lot of sacrifice for little pay.
In Colorado and many other states, the minimum wage for immigrant sheep herders is $750 a month. It's gone up only $50 in the past two decades. Now, the Department of Labor is proposing a pay raise. That raise is based on average farm worker wages in each state. That means in Colorado, the new wage would be around $2,400 a month. The sheep industry is up in arms against the proposal. In a nearby ranch, manager Tom Corliss shows me around the camp where one of his sheep herders lives.
Let's see. We'll start here, and then we'll work backwards. How's that sound?
He shows me what looks like a mini Airstream trailer with horses and hay parked nearby. Corliss argues that a sheep herder's compensation includes food, water, and shelter.
Our camps contain solar panels. It has a refrigerator, a gas or a propane stove.
Corliss says the new regulations would end his family ranch and send ripples through the local economy.
If I go out of business myself, I don't need new trucks. I don't need tractors. I don't need horses. I don't need hay.
Sheep industry representatives have made a counterproposal to the Department of Labor. Raise the wage to $1,400 a month for all states.
If we can afford it, I'm delighted to pay it.
The Department of Labor will release the final rule by November. In Denver, Colorado, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock for Marketplace.
And Whole Foods is now pledging to stop selling stuff made by prisoners. A spokesman says the company thought it was doing the right thing when it agreed to sell goat cheese and some cuts of fish made by prisoners in a vocational program. There was a protest in Texas by some shoppers who felt the grocery chain might be taking advantage of cheap prison labor. From the studios of Montclair State University today, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.